Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday evening, April 1st, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of business and corporate news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Alpha Cognition, Inc., NASDAQ-G. Q4 2024. Stonegate Capital Partners has updated their coverage on Alpha Cognition, Inc., AHOC, following a successful 2024. The company raised $52.8 million and uplisted to NASDAQ, enhancing its capital base and market visibility. They completed commercial manufacturing for their lead product, ZooInVeal, secured a new U.S. patent extending exclusivity through 2044, and concluded phase one of a Department of Defense-funded study on treating head trauma from blasts. With ZooInVeal approved by the FDA for Alzheimer's, the company is focusing on the LTC market, positioning itself for strong adoption. The go-to-market strategy is showing positive early results, and a licensing deal with China Medical Systems Holdings supports expansion into new geographies. ACOG's strong management team and financial foundation provide confidence in their ability to execute their commercialization strategy effectively. CSB presents Newth Leisure Collection with focus on everyday comfort and versatility. CSB, formerly known as Crop Shop Boutique, has unveiled a new athleisure collection that blends comfort and versatility. The brand's latest range includes sports bras, leggings, tees, joggers, and loungewear sets, all crafted from soft, breathable fabrics. Designed for both active and relaxed settings, these pieces aim to strike a balance between function and casual wearability. CSB's focus on practicality extends to accommodating different body types and daily routines. The brand, known for its comfortable wardrobe staples, also offers limited edition drops and a rewards program for customer engagement. With a growing emphasis on sleepwear and leisurewear, CSB caters to the evolving needs of modern lifestyles. The new collection is now available online through the CSB website.
Thoroughbred Yacht Sales presents a new pinnacle of sailing innovation from Italia Yachts. Thoroughbred Yacht Sales is listing the 2023 Italia Yachts 12.98, a sailing yacht blending racing performance with cruising capabilities. Crafted with Italian design and input from Abor and Partners, the interior features a modern aesthetic with practical elements like mirrored film on settee fronts and a linen effect bulkhead finish. The galley is tailored for U.S. buyers, offering ample storage and countertop space. The yacht's two configurations cater to different sailing preferences, with a cruising version featuring an ensuite head and a racing model optimized for weight distribution. The Italia Yachts 12.98 is a dual-purpose vessel offering speed and comfort, available through Thoroughbred Yacht Sales.
Boston Realty Advisors represents core in sale of Ford 16W Broadway. Boston Realty Advisors, the Boston area's largest independent commercial real estate brokerage, represented Core Investments, Inc. in the sale of Ford 16 West Broadway in South Boston for $15.9 million. The three-story, 25,835-square-foot building with multiple tenants sold for considerably more than its last purchase price. The new owner, Egeria Real Estate Investments, also owns properties in the Netherlands and Germany. The property, built in 1910 and fully renovated in 2018, is located in the heart of South Boston's main retail corridor. Boston Realty Advisors is pleased with the successful transaction for both the seller and buyer.
Introducing St. Croix, the new clinically tested skincare brand for Gen Z. Founded by mom and therapist to college-aged women, Erin Piper. St. Croix, a new skincare brand founded by mom and therapist Erin Piper, is clinically tested and designed for Gen Z. The brand's products are hypoallergenic, non-irritating, and suitable for all skin types. Erin Piper, inspired by Gen Z's love for skincare, created St. Croix to provide safe and effective products. The brand offers four products, including a cleansing balm, water gel serum, gel cream, and super mist. St. Croix's focus on gentle formulations and fun, age-appropriate skincare sets it apart in the industry. With a commitment to safety, individuality, and well-being, St. Croix aims to redefine skincare for the next generation. Skincare isn't just about looking good, it's about feeling your best with St. Croix. Mid-sized data centers are winning the communications battle, while many industry leaders fall behind. Hot Paper Lantern released its latest data center industry study, Who's Owning the Conversation? The study analyzed over 35 companies in data center operators, cooling technology vendors, and network service providers. The research highlights the importance of actively shaping a company's narrative to drive meaningful engagement. Key insights include the fact that more media coverage does not always equate to a stronger reputation, and that mid-tier data centers can have a significant impact with strategic messaging. Cooling technology vendors are missing out on storytelling opportunities while network providers struggle to engage their target audience. HPL will continue to track industry trends and players, offering quarterly reports on the evolving conversation. For more information, visit hotpaperlantern.com. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.